Ruddiman Creek near Muskegon, Michigan, is considered one of the most polluted waterways in the state. By the end of August, crews will begin scooping 80,000 cubic yards of toxic mud from the creek bottom. It's being funded in part by the Great Lakes Legacy Act, a federal program aimed at cleanups like this one. In 2002, Congress earmarked $54 million a year for the cleanups, but so far, less than half that amount's been appropriated. Philippa Cannon is with the EPA's Chicago office. She says that has slowed cleanup somewhat, but so have other requirements.
Areas that need to be cleaned up and have a project that's far enough advanced that it's ready to go, they also have to find another source of money to match the Legacy Act money. The Legacy Act will pay for about 65% of the cleanup.
Ruddiman Creek will be the third of the lake's toxic hotspots to be cleaned up. There are 31 hotspots on the EPA's list. For the GLRC, I'm Michael Leland.